morning comes on. Through the fog I check my legs, they both seem to move right. I knew it begins. And commerce and hammers hung over lovers caught in the headlights. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on. Used to be beside me. Sometimes I think I might be lying in the next room over. Listen to its breathing. In its dreams we're rolling, hot in the clover. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on. There's Leon and Lily. There's a laundry line staring at a laundry basket. Love can grow wide when you got coffee in the question and the courage to ask it. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on. See that young girl? You wouldn't know where to look, but her heart has been broken. There's a young man, you might not think so, but his cup is often out of open. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on. Sun's hard on your tears. They don't burn off when they gather in the small hours of the morning. Yeah, I won't tell you about mine, but I'll say it feels right to know when I'm lonely. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on. Stains in the memory. Friends, I don't know which road in the woods been taken. So long since I've seen you, and I can only pray for us all when I've awakened. And it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone morning comes on. No slamming of doors, no racing around yelling, hey honey, where are my clean shirts? State of High flies its blue song, sparrows coming close when I sit quiet. and it's so good to be here with a river of love inside me. So many are gone and the morning comes on.
That's Toronto-based singer-songwriter and guitarist Noah Zakarin with the song Morning Comes On from his great new album, A Startle of Wings. Now, Noah Zakarin released one of our favorite albums of 2016, the genre-defying electric album Strange Rider, a widescreen production that moved effortlessly between blues, jazz, folk, pop, and R&B, and even threw in some doo-wop. Now, the follow-up, A Startle of Wings, sees Noah playing almost strictly solo acoustic guitar on 14 songs that show the depth and quality of his songwriting. A stripped-down recording he describes as best enjoyed in a quiet space with headphones. This is definitely an album that deserves to be explored and savored. We caught up with Noah Zakarin at home in Toronto to learn more about the project. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Noah.
Yeah, me too. Me too, you.
Well, it's great to be able to chat. I have to say, I loved this album from the first time I put it on. I had to start with Morning Comes On because I really need you to tell me about that song, because I just love the way it starts off and builds. And it really does feel like it's morning, you know, that early morning time. And I'd have to be honest, probably my favorite time of the day when things are just starting to get going. So let's start off the interview and talk about Morning Comes On.
You know, these songs were all written quite a while ago, and I shouldn't reveal that necessarily. But so I'm not 100% sure where I was when I wrote it. But it was a time when I was very enthusiastic and optimistic and quite full of joy, and still aware of, you know, of the challenges of it. But the joy of each new day and just the tentative nature of our waking and the really beautiful, lush mode of thought that I think most of us have when we're still fresh out of our dreams and still sort of half in there, and just like sort of opening my eyes slowly and looking around and oh, miracle of miracles, like I can wiggle my toes and then just looking around and gradually, I guess gradually the field of vision opens up to more of what the full day can be, and then what can come on, and who's around with you in that day, and I suppose overriding, it's just this feeling of gratitude or love for, you know, our bodies that work and our brains that can think and our ability to connect to other people and just carry on day to day.
Yeah, it's fantastic you say that, because, you know, you say, well, this is a song that actually I wrote a while ago, because from the first time I listened to this song, I thought, oh, wow. I mean, it has such a wow factor. And I'm always curious when I talk to songwriters as to whether they feel that when they've, you know, crafted a song, whether you think, oh, my God, this is the one. But when you say, you know, these are songs you've been playing with, I wonder whether that didn't happen in this particular case.
I don't generally do that. I don't generally have a very solid picture of what I may or may not have accomplished. I can tell if it's complete or near completion, but I generally don't have all that deep an appreciation of whether something will touch people. And usually, you know, a few times in my life, I've played songs and not really with my own innate understanding of what, and I'm just watching, you know, somebody's face change or hearing them. I played a song once for a woman that I was friends with at the time, and I finished it, and she looked at me and she said, "You have no idea how good that is." Is that true? I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." You know, so as I get older, I play it more. I can have a sense of appreciation of the way it's crafted, but while I'm doing it, I don't really think about it all that much. And I guess it's really not that important for me to have that type of vision of the songs. I just do them, and try to finish them, and hope that they'll find a place in my repertoire and that I can present them to people.
It's interesting you say that, because I wonder when the way this album came together, whether it was your opportunity to sort of bring these songs out into the world that you'd been working on, that you'd been playing with for a while. But I love the fact that, you know, you said, look, I'm bringing these out. It's an intimate collection. I want, you know, I really think the best way to listen to them is just, you know, in a quiet place when you can, you know, think about the lyrics and enjoy them. And it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like a birth. And then as things grow, then maybe, you know, I want to link back to Strange Rider, because I do love Strange Rider, but I know when we talked previously, you were pretty clear. Well, you know, Strange Rider was a band album. I mean, it was bringing some great musicians together to really do more with songs, I think, that you'd been doing the same thing with. And I wanted to know, is that really the way you like to work? You know, release something as an intimate, mainly solo performance, and then see where you go after that?
I love Strange Rider, too. But that one as well, I still advocate wearing headphones. I think listening to music on headphones and concentrating on it, regardless of the type of music, is really the most advisable path. I guess for Startled Wings, that one of the reasons I would advocate headphones is because it is quiet and a lot will get missed if you're doing the dishes or vacuuming. The reason this came out in the format that it's in is because that's how it was recorded. It was recorded quite a few years ago at home. Basically, there was a time in my life when I was writing a lot. I also had a well-equipped studio at home that I was comfortable in. So I felt, you know, once I'd written the songs, I played them out. That gets their last, hardens their bones and fills their fontanelle so that they can become adults. And I would record it. There's a lot of songs on there that, are played in tunings, and I'm unable to remember how the guitar was tuned. So I may be able to figure it out or find some alternative way of playing them. But so the archival activity wasn't flawless, but this was really just an attempt to basically bring out a bunch of songs that had been written mostly prior to Waiting on Your Love, when that record came out, and Waiting on Your Love was 9 years after the previous one. So it's kind of like the lost record. It's the record that could have been made 4 years prior to Waiting on Your Love. I felt that it's more of a philosophical thing that I did. I mean, from a musical point of view, the songs may have benefited from overdubs, but I felt philosophically I wanted to represent them in the way they really were. And of course, that's also sort of illusion, because I did do some work in the studio. I had my friend Taras work on them. We did a lot of editing, because one of the things that I would do when I'd archive the songs was, but this is, it's a long record and the songs are long, but you should have heard it before we did the editing. You know, there'd be 5 minute outros, just me playing different, you know, trying different approaches on the guitar and see some of the alternative ways I could end the song or extend it, or some of the instrumental ideas that I could draw on. So there was artifice even in this one, but I felt like anything beyond that would be too dishonest. But that said, I was away over the week, and a friend of mine gave me a record by her nephew, and I listened to it's a two record set, and I listened to the first record, and it was lovely, and then I put on the second record, and I realized what he had done was taken a lot of the songs from the first record, which was primarily acoustic, and had reimagined them in a full band setting. And I know Eric Anderson did that with but might have been About Changes and Things. It was a beautiful record that he made when he was quite young, and then it came out again with a full band treatment. So I had been thinking about it because someone else had mentioned it to me, but to take some of the songs, probably not all of them, and do a band version of it and maybe bring it out at another time. So Startled Wings reimagined or some, you know, something less hokey than that. You know, and if I bring them back into the repertoire, undoubtedly they will change, and I will do some editing on the words, and some of the forms may change. So there will be there's always evolution, and the fact these songs were sort of on ice for a long time, so they haven't really changed all that much. But once they get back into the repertoire and they get into my lungs and I warm up in there, they'll probably change, and then we'll see what happens. But so it worked out that I'm happy that it's intimate, but that was at least as much because that was where the songs were when I recorded them, and I felt like too much intervention would sort of destroy the idea of it for me, what it was. And whether that would destroy it for the listener, I couldn't say, but I had to go with my instinct about that.
Let's dip back into the album again. What I'd like to do is to play the song Starlings, which I don't know, does that lean into the title of the album?
I think it does. I love birds, and I've always loved birds, and there are many birds that show up in many of my songs. A Startle of Wings wasn't specifically the title because of the presence of birds in a number of the songs, but the fact there were birds around flying here and there in my rooms confirmed that it might be a good title.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I think about the wonderful murmurations that starlings do, you know, when they do that incredible flying, when they're almost like a cloud. Yeah. And I think, oh my God, that actually fits with your music quite well for a video. Because your songs are certainly very interesting. Let's play this just now. This is Noah Zakrin with the song Starlings from his great new album, A Startle of Wings, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Next time you see this man, tell him what you want and when. Got summer and winter in his hands. Sometimes he don't know which one to send. To find a word that's true, this guy said, speak your deepest name. I don a cape of blue, see the sky and I, we are the same. And every hour of every night, starlings wishing they were stars. Hear them singing before the sky goes bright. How do you get so cold and far? One, two, three, and four, five, and number my right hand. You laugh and then you cry, so things don't always end up as you plan. Stone thrown through your soul, you had to walk cause you felt bad. Someone touched you wrong, I didn't want what you had. And every hour of every night, starlings wishing they were stars. Hear them singing all through the night, how do you get so cold and far? Thank you. Another simple song, another lonesome straw, another one's gone, lit by the distant star.
That's Noah Zachron with Starlings from his great new album, A Startle of Wings. Noah Zachron's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the new recording. I'm very intrigued, Noah, when you mention that these are songs that actually you had had in the vault, you know,
yes,
from around the time, I think you said, on Waiting on Your Love, before Strange Rider. It raises the question, does that mean there's a whole lot of other songs that you've been working on and playing with that are also sitting in a vault that maybe one day will come out and be shared with the world?
Yeah, I hope so. There are a number of other songs, many other songs that I ended up actually doing a fair amount of production in my studio. I released some of those on Crow Dark Wind, but there's a lot more material that I've never, some of which I like, you know, are quite fond of, but never really had an opportunity to present to the world. I mean, this is one of the reasons I made this record, was there seemed to be no other way to present them other than just get it out there and give people a record that pretty much, you know, pretty universally, I think people are going to say, this record is too long, Zachron. but the truth is, I was originally going to put out a double album. And there were a bunch of songs that were sort of, there were obviously not going to be on, but there were others that I debated over and had considered doing two, you know, 45 minute records, one more bluesy, one more romantic. And I just thought that's a bit too much artifice for me.
You know, as a fan, as well as a broadcaster, I'm sort of saying, oh yeah, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. I certainly think the idea of the reimagining of the songs from A Startle of Wings would be a great thing to do, but I got to tell our listeners that if you haven't listened to this album, definitely check it out. It is very, very special. What happens now? I mean, you gig a bit, working on new projects. What are you up to at the moment?
Yeah, I'm always working at something. Either I'm working on something or I'm working on nothing. It's hard for me to tell the difference, but I think I'm working on something. I have newer songs that I play often in performance that have become audience favorites, but they are also not recorded. So I think the next the next project will be a collection of somewhere between 10 and 12 songs that are newer. I have an idea for the sound, and I have a meeting with somebody a little bit later this week to start discussing whether or not we'll work together. I want to make an acoustic record, acoustic guitar front and center, but give it a little more body, a little more low end, a little more flourish on the top, maybe some trumpets, upright bass. I'll play some backup guitar, and maybe the producer will play some guitar. And then there's, you know, an instrumental record I want to make, and then I'm working on a project with a friend of mine that I have to write 13 blues songs, and finishing up production on a record by somebody else. So staying busy with all of that. But I need to set up my house so that I can work here again. I had a wonderful studio, and when everyone went to computer, I was working on my multi-track digital tapes, and I thought I was old-fashioned and had to get rid of those. So I unplugged the patch bay entirely, and now I can't do anything because I look at the computer, and it boggles my mind that music can get in through that little hole. And so I've done a lot of work in other people's studios, but I haven't really done any serious recording here for a long, long time. So that's also a project. And then I'm trying to write a book of poems, and I do travel for music mostly. it takes time, but I've been having a really great time. I go to the south quite a lot, and it's a little bit of a drive, but it's close enough that I can drive. And I love that. I love being able to cross into the land where the music that I grew up listening to and loving as a boy all came from. You know, Mississippi John Hurt and Doc Watson and just to be able to go back there and repatriate some of the material and show my own songs where they came from. So that takes time. And then I'm also here taking care of my cat.
It's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
There's this thing that has recently been put together called the Interweb. And I do have a new website up, and people can find me there. Noah Song, NoahSong.com, or just NoahZacharin.com. Both get you to the new site. And you can listen to some of the tracks from the record and see my schedule and read some poems and look at some pictures and contact me. Say hi.
And definitely check out your music when they get a chance. I want to finish with another track from the album. I thought we could play Wooden Wire, which is another track that has a really wonderful build to it. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, you know, I don't usually go into the literal origin of my songs, but this one I would be happy to do because I think it's kind of a mysterious song. I love guitars, as one might imagine, and I had an opportunity to buy a little Martin guitar, which is the one that you hear on Starlings. And a friend of mine, his wife had passed away, and this little guitar was hanging around the house for years, and I told him that I would like to buy it, and I took the guitar home and I opened it up, and there's a compartment in the guitar case was filled with all of her stuff, with the picks and the slide and some strings that she had changed, and I just, you know, the whole thing is tragic. They're quite young, and I just imagined her speaking through the guitar and being so grateful that the guitar was being played again after all this time, and affording her an opportunity to let us know how she feels and how she's been feeling watching things change and her not being able to be involved, you know, seeing the kids grow up. And so it's about her and her spirit and her guitar that I love having.
It's a great song and a great way to finish this interview. This is Noah Zacharin with Wooden Wire from the wonderful new album, A Startle of Wings, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thanks, Jan.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to speak with you.
Speak to me now, I wish you would. I've lived on the mountains of the songs of birds. I ache to answer you from out of the wood. So much to tell, so much I've heard. I'm hidden here beyond the red. Mixed black with the blue is what you get. Spirits can dream in a buried kiss. Music found by the dowser's fingertips. Awake me now, hey. Singing always made me feel so good. Wake me now in the wooden wire. Voices coming down the line, rising up in heart's desire. Never has so little meant so very much. I feel my pulse quicken beneath your fingers' touch. Dawn sweeps across the chosen sky. So much goes on beyond the human eye. And you remember my raven hair, all the times that I was always there. You don't know how much I've cried to see my children grow, to tell them all the things they need to know. You know the way of the bone, cleaned by wind, wind blows through on its own. And what you left gets gathered by the breeze, and the sweet flute notes flutter beautifully. And wake me now in the wood, singing always made me feel so good. Wake me now in the wood, wire. Voice coming down the line, rising up in heart's design. Like the cage around the bird, the lamp around the genie. Eclipse between the moon and you, the ache around what you mean to me. And I waited for darkened rooms, stars above, quiet song below, a bit of mist between frozen teeth. One little bird's in the slumbering mahogany. Wake me slowly now and do it kind. Touch me gently, tip of finger and lid of eye. It's kinda chilly now, but I don't mind. I've been sleeping here for a long, long time.